Praise the Lord. Great is your faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. I thank you for who you are. I thank you for what you have done. I thank you for what you are doing and for what you will do. The restorer of our life, I say thank you, Jesus. The preserver of lives, I say thank you, Jesus. The Lord, the one who loves us dearly, I say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your faithfulness. Faithful are you, Lord, our Father, the one who remains the same from the beginning of the earth till this hour. I say thank you, Jesus. You are our peace. Thank you, Jesus. You are our defender. Thank you, Jesus. The defender of the defendless. Thank you, God. The help of the helpless. Thank you, God. We magnify and appreciate you. You are the one who fights our battles. Our battles, we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything you have done. For your unconditional love, we say thank you. All we have to say is what? Thank you, Jesus. We magnify you. We bless and say, faithful are you, God. You are the one who wipes our tears away. We say thank you. The one who redeems our life from the pit of hell. We say thank you. For giving us hope on a daily basis. We say thank you. For teaching and instructing us in the journey of our lives. We say thank you. We say thank you because you are good in all. We bless and appreciate you. Who is like unto you? No one is like unto you. We give you all the glory for who you are, for what you have done. For the things you will do, we magnify your holy name. We appreciate you because you are consistent. Your nature is consistency. Lord, we bless you. We give you all the glory. We lay our crown and we say thank you, Jesus. 10,000 tongues are not enough to say thank you. Lord, we appreciate you. We bless you for everything you have done from the beginning of this year to this hour. We do not take it for granted. We thank you because you love us with an everlasting love. We appreciate you. Today is the 21st day in the month of December 2025. Your grace kept us. Lord, your mercy said no to everything that is not from you. Thank you because it is by your mercies that we are not consumed. We bless and appreciate you. We lay it to heart to say thank you, Jesus. We lay it to heart to say thank you, God, for everything. We are grateful, God. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning, brethren. Good morning, brethren. Today is Saturday, the 20th day in the month of December 2025. The grace of the Lord has kept us thus far. I want us to join me, make these words of declarations. As I go out today through the blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior, all will be well with me in the name of Jesus. I declare today open in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, to go ahead of me, to settle everything that is not of God, to bring down mountains, to fill up valley for my sake in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will arise in his power and his might for my sake in the name of Jesus Christ. The reason for this season will not go in vain in my life and that of my family in the name of Jesus Christ. I will be taught of the Lord and great will be my peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon me. The hand of the Lord will be mighty upon me afresh for greater things in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord will rest upon me for what he has called me to do in the name of Jesus Christ, to fulfill my destiny and my purpose in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning once again. This month we've been discussing about the word, the Lord is my shepherd. And our Bible scripture has been taken from the book of Psalm 23 from verse 1 to the end. Today we'll still continue in the line of the Lord is my shepherd, but we are looking at it in this angle. The shepherd is a faithful one. God is our shepherd and he is the faithful one. His faithfulness cuts across generations to generations. He remains faithful. No one can be compared with him. He keeps his promises and never breaks his own part of the deal. He is reliable, worthy of all trust. Lamentation chapter 3 verse 22 to 23 says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning, every breaking of the day. Every time we open our eyes to see a new day, the dawning of a new day, great has been his faithfulness, and great will continually be his faithfulness. He is the shepherd, kept the 99 safe to search and look for the missing one. He is the one who preserves that nothing was broken and nothing was missing. He never forsakes nor abandons his own. He is the helper of the helpless and our daily defender. The Lord, our shepherd, is the lover of our lives, the lover of our soul. He promised us, gave us promises as the shepherd. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3, Jeremiah 31 verse 3, it says, long ago the Lord said to Israel, the Lord said to me and he said to you, I have loved you, my people, with an everlasting love. With unfailing love I have drawn you to myself. I will rebuild you, my virgin. You will again be happy and dance merrily with your tambourines. Again, you will plant your vineyard on the mountain of Samaria and eat from your own garden there. The day will come when the watchmen will shout from the hill country of Ephraim, come, let us go up to Jerusalem to worship the Lord our God. Now this is what the Lord says, sing with joy for Israel, sing with joy for us, shout for the greatness of nations, shout out with praise and joy, save your people, O Lord, the remnant of Israel, for I will bring them from the north and from the distant corners of the earth. I will not forget the blind and the lame, the expectant mother and the woman in labor. A great company will return. Tears of joy will stream down their faces. I will lead them up with great care. They will walk beside quiet streams and on the smooth paths where they will not stumble. Amen. For I am Israel's father and Ephraim my oldest child. Listen to the message from the Lord, you nations of the world. Proclaim it in distant coastland. The Lord who scattered his people will gather them and watch over them as a shepherd does to his flock. For the Lord has redeemed Israel. The Lord has redeemed me. The Lord has redeemed you from those too strong from them. They will come home and sing songs of joy on the height of Jerusalem. They will be radiant because of the Lord's good gifts, the abundant crops of grain, new wine and olive oil, and the elder flocks and herds. Their lives will be like a watered garden, and all their sorrows will be gone. The young women will dance for joy, and the men and the old, the men old and young will join in the celebration. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and exchange their sorrows for rejoicing. The priests will enjoy abundance, and my people will feast on my good gift. I, the Lord, have spoken. This is the promises that God has spoken to us individually, and the promises that he has spoken to us as a country, Nigeria. He will come and save us. He is our Redeemer. He will wipe our tears away. He will give us beauty for ashes. And everything that has stood as a threat against our life, against our country for a very long time, the Lord will arise for us and he will cause his restoration. His mercy will say no. His mercies will rewrite our story because he is interested in us in the name of Jesus. This is his word for us. Let's be conscious of it and let's hold his word. He is God, a shepherd that is ready to give us good gifts. He gives us good gifts on a daily basis, and we will enjoy these good gifts forevermore in Jesus' name. Amen. This is a word of encouragement to every one of us. The Lord is our faithful shepherd. He is faithful till the end. He will never leave or forsake us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are using this medium to remind every one of us that heaven is our home, and it's a choice to either go or not. God will not force us, but he's imploring us that we should make it and join those who are part of the train to make it to heaven. I pray that on our daily journey, the Lord will help us. He will teach us. His Spirit will guide us to live our life worthy of the kingdom of God, that we will make it to heaven and will draw men to Christ. We will draw more men to Christ, that we always will come at his feet and sing hallelujah at the end of everything in the name of Jesus. We will make it. We will not fail. We will not falter. The strength of the Lord will keep us moving to the very end in the name of Jesus. It is well with us. Our weekend is blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord speak over every corners of our lives and our country, Nigeria, and any other country listening to us. It is well with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning once again. Have a wonderful weekend. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Amen.